Well, Edmonton filmmaker Stan Papoukas is a former TV executive, and he decided to get out from behind his corporate desk and make his own projects. His first film takes the mystery and myths of an Alberta motorway and turns it into a suspenseful movie adventure. With the story of the movie, here's CBC's Arjuna Ranawanawa.
Fortune teller, fortune teller.
Bobby Curtola's chart-topping hit of 1962, Fortune Teller, plays on the radio of a red Ford Thunderbird. The car is the same vintage as a young couple driving down a lonely highway in Alberta. As dusk gathers, the radio in the T-Bird starts to sputter and loses signal. The car comes to a halt. And in the eerie silence, an unkempt old woman emerges from the forest.
What's she doing out there?
This is the start of a short film called Highway 13. It's a psychological thriller written and directed by Edmonton's Stan Papoukas. Stan is a former TV executive and he decided to make a scary movie, one steeped in the spooky legends of this province.
We're somewhere on Highway 13.
Highway 13 is a stretch of road from the south of Edmonton to the Saskatchewan border. Some even refer to it as the Bermuda Triangle of the North, where people disappear.
I'm looking for my husband. Maybe he is hurt somewhere in those woods.
The 30-minute short film is not a horror movie in the traditional sense. It's not dripping with blood or axe-wielding murderers. Stan Papoukas says his movie is about mystery and suspense.
I didn't want to be known as a slasher kind of movie guy where gore and violence and stuff like that is the storyline. I think it has its place, but it's not what I want to do. I like the psychological scare. You know, I think the people's imagination is actually worse than seeing something. And that was what was really key for me, is to be able to play up on people's imagination. Yes, people die in it, but you don't really see them die.
And while there are many legends floating around Alberta, is any part of the Highway 13 story true?
Is the actual story that I depict in the film real? No, it is fiction, but in the meantime, having released the trailer and having a lot of people, and almost 19,000 people have viewed it, I've gotten calls from Camrose, from residents there, wondering if it's true because they live just off of Highway 13, and they're nervous about it.
Desdemona, what is this place?
Stan has been having success bringing Highway 13 around the International Film Festival circuit for several months.
The way festivals work, it's highly competitive. So even having a selection into a film festival is an award. It's an accomplishment. You know, some festivals get 3,000 to 4,000 submissions, but they only can show maybe 30 films. If you win awards on top of that, then that's even better. And that's where Highway 13 stands right now, is that fortunately for us, we've been selected into a number of different festivals and won all these awards, including Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Short, Best Thriller, Best Horror. The reason for going into the international market before North American is part of the strategic planning of building momentum up to where you really want to go. And what we discussed as a group was, let's build up the momentum to get home. So when it comes home, there's already a built up of a following, excitement, and winning some awards will help that.
And apart from all the fun of writing and directing the film, he had a higher intention for the project.
But the real intention of all this was to identify and to make this an Alberta project, so it becomes a potential economic development. I want to attract people to Alberta so they look for Highway 13. And it's like the Amityville Horror. You know what city it's in because it's in Amityville. I wanted to do the same thing with Highway 13, create a highway, a haunted highway, that people have been disappearing for over 100 years.
Stan is also hoping his movie will draw visitors to Alberta who love a good suspense story. Ghost hunters flocking to Highway 13 to see for themselves the scene of all the drama.
Glenda, did you see that?
I did.
For CBC Radio, this is Arjuna Ranavan.
Thank you, Arjuna. It's Daybreak on CBC Radio 1.